Sports Buzz on 97.7 The River.
All right, it's Friday, which means it's time for our weekly NFL picks. We're bringing it back. We've got Brad and Ben from the podcast Sports Meets Beer here. You can find their podcast on Google Play and iTunes, and they're on Facebook and Twitter. Guys, welcome to the studio to do some picks here.
Thanks, Danny.
Thank you for having us. I look forward to a similar season of success.
Brad was 25-6, and he won. So,
well, here's the thing. I'm going to just jump in real quick.
Oh, okay.
Brad, if you listen to our podcast, Brad is the stats guy. He is Mr. Stat. I am Mr. Emotion. And that's how I bet. That's how I gamble. It's how I pick football teams.
We're going to start with Bay Area teams. So let's go ahead and go with the Raiders at Titans first. And I'll have the Raider fan of the house, Ben, go first.
Well, I'll tell you what. This game, I'm just as nervous to talk about this game as I am to watch this game when it comes on Sunday morning.
Yeah.
I was so confident going into preseason. I was fortunate enough to go to preseason this year, watch everything, and I feel like all of a sudden there's these glaring problems in the roster.
Defensively?
Defensively. I mean, well, here's the thing. Two holdouts, right? They finally got Seabass is under control. Donald Penn is back. It's just a distraction.
Yeah.
But as a fan, it makes me really nervous.
Hmm.
I am super nervous for this game. The draft pick, Conley's not. Has enough snaps and not enough practice time to really be a factor.
So are you saying Titans then?
No.
Oh.
Remember that speech I gave a minute ago about being
emotional? Yeah.
I'm still going the Raiders.
All right, Brad, who do you got in this one?
This actually is the most fascinating matchup to me of the Sunday games. You know, these are two really trendy picks going into the season for, like, deep postseason runs. I think what it's going to come down to, though, just because of how good the Raider offense is who's more likely to make a play? Do you trust, you know, Marcus Mariota and his two wide receivers, Rashard Matthews and Corey Davis, or do you trust Derek Carr and Crabtree and Cooper? I think it's Crabtree and Cooper. I think it's a wash on the ground for the most part. I think the Raiders win a squeaker, like something like 21-20.
Yeah, I'm going Raiders too. I think that Carr is going to, he just signed this big deal. I think he's going to put the team on his back and prove to everyone.
Second highest paid player.
Well, now. Now,
hey.
So I'm thinking the Raiders are going to get this one. It's going to be a great game, though. I think it might be one of the most exciting games this weekend. Panthers at the 49ers. We didn't talk a lot about the Niners last season because there wasn't much to talk about. This year, it seems like maybe there's some optimism, at least with being competitive. I don't know about wins, but Brad, who do you got in this one?
I just want to say to all of my fellow 49er fans out there,
yes.
The optimism is high. The goodwill is high. I feel really good about this season. I still expect them to lose 11 games.
11,
this
wow.
This is going to be the of 49er faithful, so to speak. You know, this 49er team is going to be what I like to call a 20-20 offense. They're going to be really good between the 20s. You get them into the red zone, and I just don't know who the big playmaker is. You know, possession receiver. You know, can Carlos Hyde really take advantage of the zone run scheme? I just don't know who that guy is. Defensively, the Niners are actually built to beat Carolina. They really rush the passer well. That front seven is good. The 49er defense is sneaky good. It wouldn't surprise me if the 49ers pulled it out. They've won a lot of week ones here the last 2 years. But I think Carolina wins this like 17-14.
All right, Ben?
Yeah, what Brad said. No, I think, you know, I am, even though I've got no skin in the game for the Niners, I really think this is a turning point. I think Shanahan's going to run a prolific offense. I think it's complicated. It's fast-paced. He was an amazing coordinator. I feel like he's going to translate that to head coaching very well, very seamlessly. It's going to be on Carolina to see if Cam Newton can get out of that shell of being hit and thrown on the ground so many times. We'll see who shows up. Is it going to be Cam Newton with a funny hat, or is it going to be Cam Newton who does a Superman shtick?
Yeah. My brain goes with the Panthers. But my gut kind of says
with your heart, Danny.
Well, my gut kind of says Niners, and the reason is that it being at home, all of that stuff will play into the Niners, I think, having an upset. But I do think Carolina is a better team. And then this year we're going to do wild card games, so we each picked our own game to pick for the final one. Ben, go ahead. What's your wild card game?
I'm taking the Montgomery Vikings to the. Just kidding.
Nice.
A little shout out to my alma mater there. I'm doing the Seattle Green Bay game. This is the playoff style game that I think the excitement of week one football. Everyone's been foaming at the mouth, waiting to watch football. This is that spotlight, highlight, two amazing quarterbacks, two definitive head coaches in the NFL. I think this is going to be a great game. Because they're playing in Green Bay, I think that all the power goes to them for Green Bay. If it was in Seattle, I would go with Seattle, unfortunately.
My wild card game, I'm actually proud of you, Ben. You could have taken a much easier game than that. That's awesome. I'm taking a similarly close game. No Odell Beckham Jr., perhaps, for the Giants. I think no problem. I know Ezekiel Elliott's going to play. The Giants have beaten the Cowboys three straight times. They're on the road in Dallas. The Giants' defense is awesome. They can rush the passer. They've got the ability to shut down Dez Bryant on the outside. The expectations in that division are high for Dallas, but I think the Giants pull it out.
My wild card game is the Cardinals at the Lions. The Cardinals, this is like the last chance Carson Palmer has for his life, like for anything. And if he doesn't have a good year, if he doesn't play well, if he gets hurt, Stafford just signed this huge deal. He's going to want to prove that he can beat teams that he doesn't really have a good record against. Teams that are like above 500. The Lions in this one to take down the Cardinals. There you go. There's our NFL picks. I'm going to post them up on our website, too, at 977theriver.com. The guys are going to stick around. We're going to do some Beer 30 on the way.